ABC Radio Australia.
After being dragged through the courts by the government of Baron Wonga for more than 4 years, it appears that the new government, led by President Lionel Angamire, has called off the pursuit of the Nauru 19. Just a couple of weeks after Baron Wonga was deposed at the ballot box, along with several members of his cabinet, the Angamire administration has started to deliver on a pledge to treat the group of anti-Wonga protesters fairly. As the case against them, linked to the demonstration outside Parliament in June 2015, was reactivated prior to the election, it will still have to play out in the courts. But now, without pressure from government to influence the outcome. And after speaking face-to-face with the new Justice Minister, Maverick Aguirre, Abigail Lehman from the group Reclaim and Restore Nauru says the 19 are free to get their passports back. And indeed, one of the group, former MP Squire Jeremiah, has already set off on his first overseas trip for a long time.
The Minister for Justice spoke to me personally, and he explained that they've disregarded the blacklist and that everyone will get back their passport.
So when will that happen?
I was guessing when Squire got his passport. I think everyone can get their passports now. It's just that they have to apply like they're obtaining a new one. So it's just a matter of time. But what he said was that they've disregarded the blacklist, which wasn't really explicit when they said it into the first parliament, but that was their first priority to just disregard that blacklist.
So does that mean that as of now, obviously the members of the Nauru 19 and anyone else who was on that blacklist is free to apply for their passport if it's been taken off them?
That's what he told me. That's what he told me, yes.
So therefore, what about the wider issue of the continuing court case and the Nauru 19? Is there any suggestion that that too could be called off? Or, I mean, I guess obviously it's in the midst of a judicial process at the moment.
In the judicial process, yes. But what he explained to me that they're living in the hands of the court. If the court says they're clear, they're clear, but they said that they were not going to interfere in the court case.
And so if the government is saying that those without passports can now get them back, and it looks like the government is essentially calling the dogs off, if you like, in terms of the court action, clearly the court process still has to be gone through. I mean, does that mean that the saga of the Nauru 19 is drawing to an end?
It looks like it. It looks like it. It sounded like that when he was to me, but he didn't really go into detail. But so that it's in the hands of the judiciary.
And I presume, obviously, you will have had conversations with members of the group, particularly Matthew Batsua, Squire Jeremiah, who we know has already got his passport back and has made the trip to Fiji. I think, in his own words, the first time he'd been in an aeroplane for about 4 years. So those who were a part of the group, Reclaim and Restore Nauru, I mean, do you feel that this new government is heading along the right lines? Obviously, very early days.
Yeah, well, actually, so far, they are. We're happy that they're following through the promises of the sure regarding the blacklist and all. This is a big sense of relief in the community that it's a change in government and everyone's hoping for the better. Just treating people all fairly and equally.